As you develop student-led ministry teams, it is of the utmost importance that each student continues to develop spiritually on their own. It can be easy for ministry activities to become a substitute for spending personal time with God and in His Word. You may have struggled with this in your own life. There is so much that can fill our time. Before we know it, we have prioritized good things such as serving others over individual faith development. One way to counter this temptation is to motivate youth to share God's truth while they learn God's truth. As youth leaders, we must be doing this as well. Unless we are spending time in Scripture and listening for the Holy Spirit's guidance, we will not have fresh insights to share with our students. Conversations about God and faith can be difficult to work into our daily lives. People tend to view religion as a private matter that is not something to talk about with others. In addition, we may feel inadequate to discuss something we are learning about God, because the knowledge is new and we have yet to understand it fully. However, this is actually the perfect stage to share with others what we are learning. Empower youth to teach others what they are learning about faith. Encourage them to share what God is doing in their life, even if they are still in the middle of figuring out what it means. The goal is not to have a perfect presentation, but to be able to integrate their new knowledge into current belief and thought patterns. Sharing what we are learning is a powerful witness because many people have no knowledge or an incorrect understanding about Jesus. The Apostle Paul writes about this in Romans chapter 10. How, then, can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Our calling to share God's truth is so important. You should realize that they have much wisdom to share with friends and family members who are not believers. They can preach the gospel in their words and actions. Here are some reflection questions that can help youth process what God is doing in their life. Describe the feeling you regularly experience in your time with God as you read the Bible or participate in worship. What are you learning about God, and how has this impacted your life? How are you experiencing more love, joy, and peace in your life because of your growing understanding of Jesus and obedience to Him? You should reflect on these questions yourself before encouraging your youth to answer them. Here are two approaches we can take to sharing God's truth with others. First, we can talk about authentic faith experiences that have produced a Christian character quality in our life. This might be a before and after style story. Before, I felt like this, but now God has worked in me to change. This is also a natural way to share when someone asks you a question, such as, why are you different from other people? Or, why are you so happy? This is an opening to share our story and the faith we have. A second approach is to state a biblical truth that is impacting our thoughts and actions. Can you remember a time when you learned something new and you couldn't wait to tell someone else about it? That was because the knowledge was so important you couldn't keep it to yourself. Our faith should be like that too. It should be so real that there is no way we could not talk about it. Youth might be afraid to share their experiences with their friends, so remind them that no one can argue with their story. One way to help is to create opportunities for youth to share what they are learning, and a space where they can discuss the results and encourage each other to be brave. Here are a few ideas for how you can do this. First, plan events, topics, and activities that are relevant to youth and their peers. Involve students in planning gatherings they would want to invite their friends to. Second, allow youth to step up and lead parts of the program. They could make announcements, lead a game time, or sing in the worship band. They could even just stand at the door and greet people as they arrive. All of these are opportunities for them to be visible and demonstrate that their faith is important enough to act on. Another good idea is to provide a regular time for youth to share their story. They should become comfortable in talking about what God is doing in their lives. Help them understand the connection between their experiences and the Bible's principles. Then make space for them to share that with the community. Finally, you can invite students to lead a portion of their small group time. This is another great way to develop responsibility and leadership. Students could prepare a discussion question, facilitate the prayer request time, or bring an application point from Scripture. Rotate this task among various students, so all have a chance to participate. As students practice sharing God's truth, it will become less intimidating for them. Perhaps you know students who find it very easy to talk about their faith with their friends. For others, it would be the last thing they would ever want to do. Your role as a youth leader is to help both sets of students develop in maturity and courage. Remember, this process takes time and will not look the same for every student. Avoid the temptation to focus only on those students who are doing well and are natural preachers. Encourage all in the group to share God's truth in their own way with the people He has placed in their lives. Let's look at a scriptural example. John chapter 4 describes Jesus' interaction with a Samaritan woman. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus did not let the woman's response discourage him. Instead, he continues the conversation. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gives us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." Let's look at some of the lessons we can learn from this passage in our own conversations with unbelievers. Here are some things Jesus did. First, he ignored social prejudice just by choosing to spend time with her. He asked a leading question to pique her interest. He was sensitive to her spiritual need, and he presented truth that started from her existing spiritual knowledge. Notice also what Jesus did not do in the conversation. He did not wait until the woman spoke to him first. He did not quote a lot of scripture to her that she did not understand. He was careful not to condemn her lifestyle, even though she was living in rebellion and disobedience. And he did not seek to win an argument with her. These lessons can help youth engage in spiritual conversations with their friends. First, remember the person is your friend, not a target. They should not feel like a problem you are trying to fix. Prioritize the relationship, and don't drive them away by making them feel like they have to change in order to be friends with you. Interject faith into the conversation naturally by commenting on something occurring at the time, or in recent events in the world or your life. Any conversation can become a spiritual conversation. Secondly, share God's story through your story. Tell your friend that you are a Christian and take opportunities to share what that means to you. Why did you choose to follow Jesus? What are the changes you've experienced in your life? Equip your students to fully understand the gospel message and work this into their testimony. Here are the four main points of the gospel. We are made to be in relationship with God, but we are separated from God through our rebellion and the sin in our lives. Jesus' death and resurrection restores our relationship with God. Once we have accepted that forgiveness, we are empowered to live out our unique calling in obedience to God. The student's testimony will reflect these four truths. Don't try to discuss all of this in one conversation. Share a little bit at a time, as you sense your friend is ready to hear it. Providing youth training and opportunities to share God's truth as they are learning it will help root them in God's Word and grow in spiritual maturity.